History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family had one, has one.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a regular uncle or aunt.
And it shouldn't be.
They're the cool uncle or aunt.
Yeah.
They'll let you do things other adults won't. They'll give you things they should not give you. Pretty cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
What we tend to forget
is
what that cool aunt or uncle did most of the time. Super illegal.
Yes.
And that may be the reason why this woman is in the news this morning.
So what happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Unfortunately, if you've been trying to log on to our live stream this morning, you have not been able to.
Yeah.
It's because our computer that runs the live stream exploded.
Kind of crapped a bit.
Yeah, so our engineers, as we speak, are busy building a new computer.
Look at that.
To try and get it back for us Monday morning. Vex Patriarch wrote us on Twitter.
What did he say?
WCMF engineers rebuilding the live stream computer. Maybe they can take the opportunity to install some filters for Tommy and make it look like Tracksuit Thursday every single day.
Wow.
It's taking the nation by storm.
I know.
You and your comfy wear.
I got a fresh one coming up this Thursday, buddy.
Can't wait, man. Very exciting. Hopefully the cameras are fixed by then. Yeah, fingers crossed. So we apologize. Hopefully tomorrow we have our live stream back here in the break room on CMF. There goes one of the engineers now. Get back to it.
He's crying.
Get back to it. This story comes to us from Wayne County.
What happened?
Way back in August, someone called the state police saying that a 36-year-old woman had been supplying both alcohol and marijuana to three teens over the last year.
Wow.
Now, after a long investigation,
authorities
say text messages between the teens and the woman led to three charges of endangering the welfare of a child. The 36-year-old woman was arrested last Sunday. She has a court date coming up. And it says it was a family member of one of the kids that uncovered the text messages.
Oh,
that being said, there is nothing in the story that says what the relationship between the teens and the 36-year-old woman is.
All right.
Is this the cool aunt?
It was when I was coming up, for sure.
So you're saying it's not out of the question that this is the cool aunt?
Yes, absolutely.
Because every family had a cool aunt or uncle, right?
Yeah. And you always, I mean, every time I think of that person, I always look at them as fondly.
Okay.
And how much fun it was.
Let's put a pause in that just to make sure we have everybody included together.
Mm.
The cool aunt or uncle,
the
aunt or uncle that is going to give you things, let you do things that you should not have or should not be doing.
Yeah.
They're more laid back. They get it, man. I know what it's like to be your age. Your parents just don't understand. And if you ever need anything, don't tell your mom or dad. You just call me or you text me and I am here for you.
Yes.
Because Kimmy.
Yeah.
The cool aunt, the cool uncle,
mm-hmm.
it's a very strange phenomenon. These are grown-ass adults.
Mm-hmm.
The kids that they do this with are close relatives.
Yeah.
They are the children of your brother and sister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You should be worried about those kids' well-being, but they still give and take to places you should not be going as a child.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where does this phenomenon come from?
Why their parents allow it?
No, because are parents that don't know this is going on.
Right. Oh, don't even know it's going on.
The parents have no idea.
Why do the aunt and uncle do this, put themselves in these situations that could lead to very serious consequences?
Because you want those people to look up to you, like you're cool, right?
That's it?
Like the parents are supposed to be the responsible ones.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be the fun one.
Right.
Okay, but there's
or like the friend.
Like they light up when they see you coming because they know fun's coming.
Okay, but there's a difference between letting a kid have ice cream when they shouldn't, taking them to the mall and buying them something.
And then putting them in danger.
Yes, plying them with alcohol, weed, taking them to concerts they shouldn't be going to.
So I kind of did this with my...
You didn't kind of. You did this.
Yeah. No, I didn't do anything bad. I didn't give the kid alcohol.
Oh, what did you do, though?
So I let him listen to dirty comedies.
Uh-huh.
He did... He got exposed to pornography by accident that was in my trunk, which were legal prizes for CMF at Captain's Attic every Wednesday night. We do open mic.
Yeah, so if you want some of that pornography, head on down to the Captain's Attic on Wednesday.
No, we gave away porno for prizes.
Yeah, go see Jerky the Clown. He's closing the show.
It was also one of the videos.
You're not actually remembering what made you this guy.
No.
You have so many bad things you've done, you've forgotten what actually made you. Kimmy, would you like to refresh Tommy's memory as to why he was the worst cool uncle of all time?
Well, wasn't it the skateboarding incident?
Nope, that's not even the one I'm talking about.
That was what I was thinking of.
Come back with me. Throughout Tommy's life, there was a time.
There was a creepy Tommy time.
Oh, I know which one you're thinking
of. Oh, wait, you're talking about way back
when
in Florida.
Your teenage niece
yes.
had a boyfriend.
Yeah, so, by the way, married now.
Your teenage niece.
So my niece, yes. So I had an apartment and.
How old were you?
I was in my late 20s. I was doing stand-up at night and cutting meat during the day.
Okay.
So usually the apartment was pretty empty almost every night.
Mm-hmm.
So my niece, she had a boyfriend.
How old is she?
They were seniors in high school.
So 16, 17.
Yes. I mean, they could drive and stuff. And so I said, you know, you can come over and hang out at my place, have your fun.
Alone, when they're there.
So she didn't ask, you just straight up offered it.
Well, you don't want to be out in the woods banging or, you know, down at the beach, you know, we're living in Florida. It's dangerous, right? I said, I'll give you a key. Go up there, just, you know, clean up when you're done.
Okay, so you went to her mom and said, it's okay if I do this, right?
I tell my sister nothing, man. She's nuts. So my niece, they got to play house at my place at night.
So I just...
And by the way, she did my laundry, man. She cleaned
it. Yeah, she had to clean everything up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. No, but I never smelled nothing. Yeah.
So I just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
Mm.
You, as an almost 30-year-old man,
yeah.
gave your high school senior niece
yes, I do.
And her boyfriend
mm-hmm.
keys to your apartment for them to go have sex whenever they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
But he got his laundry done.
Did not tell your sister, her mother, who would have flipped out had she known you were doing this.
Yeah.
Why?
Because, it was a safety issue.
So you could have discussed it with her mother?
No, because my sister didn't get it because she was...
But you're not that girl's father.
True. But, I mean, you know, my sister was a disaster. And by the way, this niece you speak of ended up being the good one.
Okay.
Married now 30 years, two lovely children, living in Philadelphia. They got a great life. And I think I kind of helped because they got to see what it's like to be adults.
You are listening to the justifications of the cool uncle because there is in no way.
And by the way, no liquor.
There is in my ass. I bet your place, you had liquor all over the place.
I mean, there was liquor there, and I said you could have it, but be careful.
Okay. This is the justification of a man who wants to believe, well, what I did, nobody else got it. Man, that's why I put these kids in an unbelievably dangerous situation.
Hey, by the way.
Man, just a little weed, just a little beer, just a little premarital sex.
By the way, I was your cool uncle.
Yeah, exactly.
Technically.
Look what you did to me, you monster.
You're looking great. You're doing a great job here. Everybody's proud of you, Pat.
I do think, though, you're only willing to do this. I could be wrong, but I would only be willing to do this for, like, a niece or nephew on, like, my side of the family.
Oh, good call.
You know what I mean? I'm not as afraid of...
That wasn't my side of the family.
Well, no, it was your sister's kid.
Yeah, but my nephew.
No. Oh, yeah, you're a monster.
I'm not as afraid of taking that risk with, like, let's say, like, it would be, like, my brother who I'd have to answer to as opposed to, like, somebody on my husband's side where, like, I don't want to... You know, I don't want to cause any drama over there, so I'm going to play by everybody's rules, you know.
That's got to be common. I would hope that, I mean, even as we have, like, the better bad choice.
Yeah.
But again, like, there's so many varying degrees of trouble. You could, you know, like, okay, so let's say I'm in the car and I let him hear a dirty song or dirty jokes.
Yeah.
I don't think that's bad.
No, I agree. Like,
they're
not even
going to go
close.
Run and repeat it everywhere they go.
But they already know this stuff.
I'm with them. It's not like it's like a monstrously stupid thing to do, like allowing two seniors in high school free reign in your apartment to have sex wherever they want. Like, that's the most. I would lose
my
bro. I'm telling you, I would burn your house down. I would
why?
Burn your. What do you mean, why? My sister got pregnant at 15. What happened? Reality hit you in the face?
But maybe if there was a better controlled environment, she wouldn't have gotten pregnant.
Oh, right. I forgot. When you give kids more freedom, better things happen.
Okay, so would it have been bad if I supplied condoms and stuff that I already kind of had there anyway?
That
for the
would be
kids?
So weird. Here's Uncle Tommy's condoms.
That was the brand name, actually.
Yeah, quality rags.
If
wrap that rascal.
If you would have talked... to your sister, absolutely. But you didn't. You did it behind her back.
I can understand, though, wanting to be a support system.
Yes.
If that kid doesn't feel like they have anybody
else.
By
the way, she had a terrible, terrible home life. Terrible.
Yeah, fine.
Not good.
Okay, that doesn't mean, yeah. So I'm sure it helped her out a ton when you weren't there for her.
Her father sold her ferret when she was at school for drugs.
One of my favorite Rims Arkansas song. My daddy sold my ferret for drugs.
Daddy sold that ferret for drugs. I'm going to miss that little furry bastard. And that ferret, too.
252 to BCM, but we're talking about the story. From Wayne County, a 36-year-old woman was arrested last Sunday after a year-long investigation according to police, revealed she had been supplying both alcohol and marijuana to teens for over a year. Three charges of endangering the welfare of a child. We don't know what the relationship of this 36-year-old woman was to these kids, but it sure as hell reminds me a lot of the cool aunt, cool uncle dynamic. Okay, when you grow up, how do you see that cool aunt or uncle now that you have adult eyes?
Me now?
Yes.
I never want that person around my grandchildren.
Oh!
At all.
Wait.
You heard me?
Your cool aunt or uncle, you wouldn't want them
around your kids or grandkids?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I would never do now with my grandchildren what I did with, like, nieces and nephews back in the day.
That's weird, because I just heard a man try and justify it for the last 5 minutes.
Hey, yeah, it was a different day and time.
It wasn't a different day and time. It was like 1991.
Yeah, but you know, 91's raggedy, man. America was going in the wrong direction. Things weren't good. No, but I mean, like,
well, you're playing a different role being a grandpa, too, though.
I'm an old man now, and I realize, you know, I'm not, first of all, I'm not cool. I'm 65 years old.
Yeah, I mean, I love what you say. That, like,
cool
you,
got drained out of me in the early 80s.
You were never cool. No, but Kimmy, he went a step further, understood that, you know, as you mature, you're not going to do some of those things. Right. He said he would not want those people around his kids or grandkids.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, so that, okay.
Yeah, I realize I could have gotten arrested for some of the shenanigans I pulled, to use one of your Irish words.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
As someone without children.
Uh-huh.
How do you look back at the cool aunt, cool uncle now that you're
adult? I was trying to think of like that cool aunt or cool uncle, but I don't think I had an aunt or uncle that was as
You're Italian.
No, I know, but
every
listen,
Italian's got that one bad uncle.
Can I finish? Jesus Christ.
Get him.
I don't think there was any aunt or uncle that was as relaxed as my dad. Like, my dad put me in more dangerous positions than any aunt or uncle I had in my life.
Who built in
it was
uncle.
Almost like my aunt and uncle had to, like, talk my dad out of letting us do things.
Wow.
Like, they were, like, from, like, a third-party perspective, like, hey, you know, maybe you shouldn't do that with your kid. Maybe that seems a little dangerous.
Okay, all right. So
maybe you don't chase your kid with the lawnmower. I don't know.
I guess, like, if you had that cool aunt, that cool uncle, like, as a grown-ass person, do you look back at those things fondly?
Oh, I do. How can you not?
But as the person now, you look at them now, do you see them as sad?
Like, they were losers. The total losers.
Okay, but those two things can't go hand in hand.
Well, really? Yeah, but I guess.
I spent time with a loser, and I was.
But I look fondly back on those memories for fun.
So your relationship with those people changed? Like, you saw them differently later on?
Yeah, I mean, I realized now that they were just terrible influences. Mm. But at the moment, you know, and like some of my dad's business partners were like bad uncles because they were always around the house, you know, in and out. So like we used to call them like Uncle George and Uncle Johnny, you know, but they weren't even family. But like Uncle Art was the one that gave me that beer. Mm-hmm. He had those little ponies for me at his house. I got to walk around a cocktail party holding a beer.
Still mind-blowing.
That was like one of the coolest moments of my life, man. I must have been like 11. And I'm drinking a beer, and I'm being an adult. And I'm, like, hearing, like, adult talk. And it was just cool as crap.
Yeah, awesome. So you would do that for your grandson?
No.
Pony beer?
No.
Here you go, son.
No.
Good luck.
First of all, my wife would kill me.
Yeah, no kidding, man. I can't believe your parents were totally cool with that.
It was weird, like, how weird. But yes, my parents had weird rules.
Instagram message is coming in. She asked me not to use her name. Not a great start. You guys are being dramatic. Stuff like this keeps kids safe and gives them an adult to go to in case they have bad things in their lives they can't talk about with mom or dad or teachers.
Okay, now that is not, that's a valid argument.
There is a difference between giving a kid an unjudging ear and feeding them alcohol and marijuana.
No, but let's say, you know, the kid is struggling. They come over to the house, crack a beer, maybe, you know, let's talk.
The beer is not necessary. Why is the beer necessary?
Well, it kind of loosens you up, relax.
But the fact that she doesn't want me to use her name lets me know you are cool, Ann. I got high with my 14-year-old nephew. What's the big deal?
But let's say the kid already smokes weed.
Yeah?
And the aunt or uncle gets high with him. Bad?
Yes. Very bad.
Yeah, that one.
Well, you kind of hum, though.
No, I'm saying that would be a little weird.
No,
I couldn't imagine doing that.
It's
or
bad.
Like drinking alcohol.
All right, let's say.
I feel like I wouldn't want to. Like when it comes to like doing something really illegal that you're also going to get in trouble for, I'm going to say you should avoid those situations.
All right, but pot is now legal in this.
For people over 21.
Yes. Absolutely. So let's say the uncle or the aunt is 23, the kid's 17. I mean, they're almost the same age.
Okay, well, that's a really unique situation.
No,
but
good.
That's almost like an older sibling at that point.
Would you be fine with them passing around?
No, it wouldn't. Yeah. You should still be smart enough at 23 not to do that.
Like, I'll be here. It's more of the situation where, like, I'll be here for you if you find yourself stuck in a situation with that stuff, but I don't want to be a part of it. Like, I don't want to party with you and your friends.
Also, good point. Why is a person in my late 20s, 30s, 40s, would I want to party with a teenager?
Not party, but you're just sitting around.
That's what you're talking about, yeah?
Right.
It is also funny how something as simple as which family member does something like this can change the way we see it. For example, cool uncle giving your nephews beers makes your skin crawl.
Mm-hmm.
You change cool uncle to grandpa, it's a different feeling.
Grandpa gives
you give grandpa's excuses because, they come from a different time when they could do this at this age, or you know what I mean? Like, you just kind of assume, like, they don't know any better.
Let me present this differently. All right, you ready? Uncle beers at a sleepover? Gross. Grandpa beers on a fishing boat? That's bonding.
Okay, but it's the same result.
I agree.
One's way more dangerous because now we're in open water.
100%. Why do they feel different, though? Because you have to admit, grandpa beer boat feels down homey. Uncle beer sleepover sounds like the start of a therapy session.
Well, yeah, one has that Norman Rockwell kind of feel to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when my grandfather gave me my first beer.
Why? Why is there a difference between those two?
And a hooker. You didn't let me finish. No, you're right. It's the same story.
I just don't get why, like, one is like,
one's folksy.
Okay, but
you wouldn't even get mad at the old man. You might give him a stern warning, but you just can't light an old man up.
No, I would light my old man up for giving my kids beer.
Yeah, but your dad doesn't look that old.
Compared to you, he doesn't.
Just trying to give you a nice compliment to the family.
Well, yeah, you came out. I was just letting you know, yes, standing next to you, he looks 20. But only because you look 1,000.
But no beers for you anymore.
Fine.
I could buy my own beer now.
He never did.
You didn't either.
Empty ass pockets.
You didn't either.
That was different. It was different times.
Okay. Let's take a break.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radnor, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Fashion trends are cyclical.
Oh, yeah.
Like right now, Kimmy and I are watching all of the fashions from our middle and high school years come back around.
Oh.
JNCO jeans are popular once again. The big old flappy jeans.
Oh, those are big, thick ones.
You got it.
Yeah, you were a big fan of them wide jeans.
I was a wide jean boy.
Mm-hmm.
But this is this fashion statement to the extreme.
What happened?
And I don't even know if this would be sexy.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. It was the bane of fathers from the year 1999 to 2005. It was the love of all men who were out in the club.
Mm-hmm.
Low-rise jeans.
Oh, yeah.
Low-rise jeans. And they got lower as the years went on.
The coin slot showed up.
Well, once, like, thong underwear became a thing. Like, you had to make the jeans lower so you could see the thong.
Yep.
Because that was, like, part of the outfit was literally the back of it sticking out.
And, like, you girls would, like,
pull
the thong
straps up.
Yeah.
Really give yourself a major... If you didn't have a wedgie enough already.
Yeah. It was a whale tail situation. Mm-hmm. That's what... Okay. So, low-rise is back.
Oh.
But it's a low-rise we didn't even know existed.
So how low is it going?
Ass crack is now in style.
Really? Because I've noticed people posting, like, the newer generation discovering the low rise, but like they'll post their low rise jeans, and my thought is always, okay, those are not the low rise that I remember. They're higher than the ones we used to have. Like,
okay,
unless you're sitting down and half of your butt is out, they don't come close to the low rise jeans that we had in like 2004.
Okay, maybe you haven't seen what I saw here.
Okay.
So it's below the crack.
Yeah. So there's two things that have shown up.
Mm.
One, jeans that your ass, you could see ass crack.
Yeah.
While you're standing, ass crack is out.
All right.
The second are dresses that have a cut on the bottom where the ass crack, top of the ass crack, straight up crack, is exposed.
On a dress?
Yeah, so it's like a mesh panel.
Like an open back?
Kind of, but it's mesh.
Right.
And then in that panel, you clearly see the crack of the ass.
So it's like your ass is in confession, almost.
Forgive me, Father.
My ass is sinned.
I mean, it's all it really does.
Yeah.
I'm a little concerned at what you're viewing.
It's a story in the New York Post. It's okay. Legitimate.
Oh, so it's out.
I got it right here. Mm-hmm. I got it right here.
No, Lola Rai is definitely back, though.
I'm going to read you the headline. Right. Fashionistas bear all in cheeky new trend, cracks as accessories. And I'm looking at some of these pictures here, and oh, my God.
So you've seen a lot of ass now.
So let me put it this way. It's also going the other way. There is a woman I'm looking at who is wearing what looks to be a trench coat.
Mm-hmm.
The trench coat cuts off right at the middle of the ass.
So wait, it's a short trench coat?
But the front of the trench coat has a dress attached to it so you don't see the giblets. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So her ass on the back, you see the bottom of her ass. It's like a full ass.
Oh. Wait, her whole ass is hanging out?
The dress I'm looking at now, which was worn by Zoe Kravitz, daughter of Lenny Kravitz,
right,
rock and roller, the panel on the bottom is so deep that like you're like half an inch from hole.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have another actress, well, Kendall Jenner, we're all aware of her.
Yeah. She's naming a bunch of like famous people.
Yes, but these are showing up as like other things.
Yeah.
This dress, she's wearing a thong. It is a tie skirt on the back of it, and through the ropes of the thing, you can see all of her ass crack.
Oh.
Every part of her ass crack.
And that's a tight clipper.
See what you did here?
No, I'm just.
I blame you.
Right, that's a Hollywood tight clipper.
I'm just illustrating. I'm trying to illustrate for the listeners what we're looking at here. So here's my question.
The boys have got it made.
Well, I mean, I remember being excited about low-rise jeans.
How could you not?
As a high school.
Yeah, and I feel like I just, like, that early 2000s fashion was so bad. Like, I can't judge.
Terrible.
I can't judge. We pulled our underwear up so people could see it. I can't judge.
But here's the thing, and I may sound like an old man here. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I thought part of the sexiness of the low-rise jeans and the thong combination was the air of mystery.
Right, there's a little hint there.
Yeah, I didn't see the crack.
Yeah.
I just knew like there was something
but
dirty.
But it was right there.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel
it
like...
It wasn't sexy, though.
Okay, but for me it was. Well, when I was a kid, I loved it.
It's an extremely sexy look.
But you're picturing like the ideal body to like you're picturing Britney Spears.
Oh no, there were girls that wore it and they weren't ideal. I was open to all body types. Tommy saw some of the girls I dated.
Most people don't. We didn't know how to dress ourselves at that age, where it looked sexy. It just looked stupid.
Understood. I guess what I'm asking. I guess what I'm asking, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Is ass crack sexy?
Well, an ass is sexy.
You tell me.
I don't.
I mean, a beautiful backside is sexy.
But it's a butt crack.
Yeah,
it's a plumber's crack.
The
idea of it all shouldn't be sexy.
She's nailing it. I'm not looking at ass. I like asses. I'm an ass guy. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
But the crack.
The crack of the ass, just I've never thought about it as an individual thing.
I mean, if you got a nice back and you got a nice little crack there, I mean it's got
back
some
and crack.
Back and crack.
We're talking about an old school back and crack.
Yeah, it's got
some. The back could be sexy.
No, but the back.
But I think you'd be too distracted by the butt crack to even notice the back.
No, the whole thing. It's got curb appeal. You know what I mean? It's got a nice area.
No, I think she's nailing it.
And again, like maybe it looks sexy in like certain positions, but you're gonna have to like move around and like sit down and like there are gonna be some times where it's just gonna look kind of funny. You know?
Let me put it this way: have you ever heard a man say the sentence, "Wow, she's got a dynamite crack"?
Well, no, but I never saw anybody get disgusted by catching some ass crack.
I'm not saying I'm disgusted. And again, if you caught the ass crack, it was that air of mystery. Now that the ass crack is on display, I don't think it's doing it for me.
Lower cheekage?
The lower cheekage one's doing it for me. I'm not going to lie to you. In this one, I'm underbutt? Yeah, I'm enjoying the underbutt.
I mean, let me ask you this. So let's say you're out in a dating scene as a young man.
Yeah.
And you see one of these young ladies in one of these provocative pair of jeans. I mean, you got to think the game's on. Like, if you're talking to her and having drinks, you got to figure, man, as a young man, you're kind of thinking, this is going someplace quickly.
Well,
question,
first,
you think you have a better shot with that woman?
Yes. As a young man at a bar drinking, if she's interested in me, I'm getting me some ass.
Okay.
No, she asked a very important question that you did not hear. Would you please ask it again?
I don't even remember what I said.
It was just one word, actually.
To the young man in the back. What?
You.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't think I'd get some ass?
You think she did that just for you?
You don't think young Tommy Mealy could get some ass?
No.
You know, I don't like
I got ass.
I don't like to speak in absolutes. And
by the way, I was a big ass man. You know that. Even nicknamed some of my former girlfriends with ass connotations. You know I had some ass, bro. You smelled my house. There was always a whiff of lady ass in that house.
One of the worst deodorants ever put on the market.
Also one of the worst candles to burn.
252 WCMF. Again, a fashion trend from Kimmy and I's high school days has surfaced again, however, to the extreme. Straight up ass cracks. Jeans, dresses, skirts.
Yeah. A little peakage.
No, hey, there's some of it's a little peakage, some of it's a lot of peakage, some of it's straight up all of the cracks.
So some of it's
handle.
Like plunging.
Yeah.
Almost to the sphincter.
Yeah. And like, all right, here's what.
What? I can say sphincter.
No, you can.
I'm just saying, it's not sexy.
It's
though.
Not whether or not you can. It's whether or not you should.
A sphincter is sexy in certain situations.
No one has ever said, look at that sexy sphincter. Except for that old 1920s song that they use. Look at that sexy sphincter walking down the street. You gal, you.
Hold your nose.
I thought, as a dad.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, you got to be appalled.
Yeah, you had a different perspective. No.
But I thought I had hit the dad lottery. Because a couple years ago, baggy ass cover everything.
You were like, you were maybe getting a little midriff.
Yeah.
There's always a little midriff in there. But you're right. Like, you had like those mom jeans for a little while that, you know, were flattering on everybody. I'm jealous of teenagers that grew up with that trend.
And like an idiot, I assumed, this trend will continue to ride from when my daughters are in fifth grade all the way till they graduate.
The comfortable look.
Yeah, yeah. And now that ass crack is at play, I don't like this at all.
Well, of course not. I can understand that.
Oh, can you? Oh, it's funny. You changed your tone from a second ago.
What I was talking about I was talking about women of legal age in my house showing me their ass.
No, I understand. Like, it's funny, man. Like, right. The perspective change completely involuntarily from that's awesome to what the hell is wrong with
And it is cruel. But I will say this, young guys.
Uh-huh.
Enjoy the opportunity while it's there because it doesn't last long. Is that okay to say?
You tell me. Yay, man.
Well, because you're going to become a dad. You're going to have children, and then all that's going to go away. So you don't have any responsibilities in your life. Enjoy. As young people. Okay. There's nothing wrong with consenting people and having fun.
Well, you're getting all weird.
I don't know why you're looking at me like that.
Because where else am I looking? Kimmy's on the phone.
Give me that look.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Scott. Hey, Scotty. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good. So the ass crack you're talking about has the exact same appeal as cleavage.
Okay, so let's walk through this. So, Scott, are you...
Yeah, it's like smelly cleavage.
Oh, but depending on the girl you date, that cleavage could also be smelly. Scott, are you an ass man or a boob man? How would you qualify yourself?
I like all different parts of the body, depending on my mood.
If you had to pick one, right?
Yeah, gun to the head.
Yeah, which one is it right now? Why would they put a gun to your head?
Weird question.
We're demented terrorists. I
definitely ass man.
Okay, so all right, so that would so you are turned on. You are drawn to.
You're like a tight can.
A crack.
Yes.
Lady clipper.
Exposed butt crack on the top of the jeans is very appealing.
Okay, I deeply regret asking that question. I'm sorry. That's my fault, Scott. That's not your fault. All right, I guess what I'm getting at is this. Scott, I agree with you. Who doesn't love a good set of cleavage, right?
Yeah.
But, Scott, if one day all of the women just started walking around with their breasts out, I think there would be less sexiness to it because there's less mystery. I guess
it kind of all comes around again, like different areas of the body, like... Trend-wise, clothing-wise, women try to accentuate. It's just based on the trend of the clothing, really.
But I guess what I'm saying is, like, Scott, once the mystery goes away, it becomes less sexy.
Agreed.
All right. Desensitized.
So, look, we could even find common ground with Scott saying what I thought. I thought you talking about cracks was going to really bother me.
Yeah.
But Scott, he hit it on a level up here.
Hey, way to go, Scotty.
Proud of you, Scott. Proud of you, buddy. All right, Scott, good talk, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I do wonder.
What's that?
All right. My wife's at work. There are women, you know, your body is your body, right?
Mm-hmm.
Certain parts of your body are more luscious than others.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think everybody has like a favorite part of their body.
Sumptuous,
right?
I think is the word you're looking for.
Sumptuous is not a word.
Delicate.
Sumptuous, I do not think, is a word in the English language.
Yes, sumptuous.
Define it.
It's delicious. It's sumptuous. can't get enough of it.
Are you trying to say scrumptious?
No, that's different.
Kimmy, will you Google sumptuous?
Sumptuous.
Thank you.
I think it has to do with the vagina.
So my wife.
All right.
All right, what we got?
Sumptuous. Vagina. Splendid and expensive looking.
How did you accidentally say a word that was real? Because I saw the look on your face. You knew you
I know I heard it.
You backed into a real word.
That's an expensive looking crack on you.
Yes. Oh, you can have a high-end crack, right? On a high-end lady.
So my wife.
I don't know what it makes it high-end, but. Anyway.
She rich. If you see a rich woman with a nice clipper, that's a high-end. That's a sumptuous ass crack.
All right. So you said as you get older, you know, trends change. Yeah, you can't get away with things you used to. Now, my wife, dynamite ass. Dynamite ass. Like, damn kind of ass. Love my wife's ass. But, like, now that trends are going to start moving, I'm assuming, towards more of this.
Yeah.
My wife, I would assume, is in an age where she doesn't want to show off her ass crack.
Yeah, sure. All right.
So it makes it.
Well, she's a professional woman.
Well, yeah, but she's not always a professional woman. Maybe there's time for crack. I don't know.
She can't go.
Oh, really? You're going to tell my wife what she can and can't wear?
I will not accept that in your house.
Don't let me text my wife.
Tommy says
no ass crack in our house. Like women that are well endowed. Yeah. Every once in a while, fashion will trend back towards exposing breasts. Yeah. And I mean, it gets to an age where you don't want to do that anymore. I do feel bad for women when. That part of your body that you love, whether it's your legs, whether it's your ass, whether it's your chest.
Certain style jeans, all of a sudden you're like, I can't fit into that anymore.
And but I thought
it starts good on me anymore.
It starts to eliminate things that you can buy that are trending.
But I didn't think, I knew that was the case like for the older generation, but I thought now where the mothers and the daughters almost have similar tastes in clothing, I thought that would be different.
So you're arguing my wife and daughter should both expose a crack?
No.
That's what you just said.
No, because you've already banned it at your house. I'm just saying, like, my mother and my sister did not dress the same at all.
Well,
my
your mother had a way better crack than your sister did.
My mother had a really tight cam.
It was the first woman to have a completely filled-in crack only when the neighbors came over. There was a traffic jam in there. A guy in a vest with a cone. Come on, this way. It was so bad, they had to put a speed camera in there.
I got it.
Big old money grab. What I hear.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.